This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, jump out of language's birthday cake. What a rotten surprise! You want a cake and you just get some human instead? Boo! Today, we're going to de-stress and let off some steam with the Swearlusionist Swear Along Quiz. It's an interactive quiz for you to play along with. Every answer is a swear. Shout them out when you hear this noise. Content note, there'll be swears. But it's educational. Swearing's a very complex area of language. And as we know from the Swear Pill episode of this show, swearing is good for you. So this is a healthy episode. Very wholesome. Get ready for wellness. Okay, take some deep breaths. Relax your shoulders. Let's do some vocal warm-ups. Wah, 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 ka, ka, ka. Just one more reminder, there will be swears. So if you are swear abstinent, this is your last chance to remove yourself. On with the Swear Along Quiz. This is 1 point for every answer. Shout them out. An easy question to start. Debutantes went to them, tennis rackets hit them, your feet have them. Balls. Balls of the feet are so called because they look like balls. The dance balls are from the Latin verb ballare, to dance. In the 17th to 19th century, members of the clergy were given the nickname of the scrotal slang term. Bollocks. Yeah, in the 18th century, there were some clergy who were called bollocks because they were deemed to talk a lot of bollocks, which is probably how the term talking bollocks came about. I don't want to break the rules of my own quiz, but bollocks was actually found in court not to be a swear word. In 1977, in the trial of the record shop owner who had been accused of violating the 1899 Indecent Advertising Act for displaying the Sex Pistols album Nevermind the Bollocks, Professor James Kingsley from the University of Nottingham testified for the defence that the word bollocks couldn't be indecent because it had previously appeared in place names, veterinary text, the Bible, prior to the King James version of the Bible substituting it with the word stones. Oh, that makes John chapter 8 verse 7 seem a bit different. Let him without sin cast the first stone. Anyway, over the preceding 1,000 years, the word bollocks had variously referred to small ball-shaped objects, weights for drawbridges, rubbish, and priests. Verdict, not indecent. Bonus point, also in 1977, a Sex Pistols bootleg was released called Spunk. Spunk has the same origin as the word sponge. Next question. There's a term for the kind of swearing you do because you stubbed your toe or spilled your coffee over your lap or something. That kind of swearing is called lalocasia. Fancy name, less fancy etymology. Lalo is speech or babble. And the casia is shit. Lalocasia translates to shitting out of your mouth. Culture round. The Wolf of Wall Street is the feature film to break the record for most instances of the word fuck. The Wolf of Wall Street contains 569 fucks in all their variants. 358 fuckings, 169 fucks, 18 motherfuckers, 16 fucks, 4 fucksvilles, and one each of fuckers, fuckface, fuckheads, and fuckety. The poet T.S. Eliot wrote the first known written instance of the word bullshit. As mentioned in episode 4 of The Allusionist, which was about the word cunt. Another poet, Robert Browning, in his 1841 poem Pippa Passes, mistakenly used a word thinking it meant a nun's wimple. The line went, "Then owls and bats, cowls and..." Twats! Here's how Robert Browning made that mistake. He had read the word twat in a 1659 poem, Vanity of Vanities, which contained an anti-Catholic joke. They talked of his having a cardinal's hat. They'd send him as soon an old nun's twat. Robert Browning must have thought, well, what would be insulting to someone who was hoping to wear a cardinal's headgear? A nun's headgear? What could be more of a diss than that? They didn't have Urban Dictionary then. Robert Browning couldn't look up unfamiliar words, just did his best. How you doing? Take a little breather, have a drink of water, roll your shoulders. On we go. Nature round now. Dandelion, the flower, is a contraction of dent de lion, the old French for lion's tooth, because of the shape of the dandelion leaf. But the plant had another name in Middle English, which referred to the flower's diuretic qualities, and that name was, fill in the blank, a bed. I'll repeat. A bed. Piss a bed. In French, it was called pissenlit. Fill in the blank. If you have a cut and you want to prevent infection, you could rub it with the crushed leaves of the herb weed. I'll repeat. Weed. Knobweed, also known as false ironwort. The word rooster was an American invention of the late 18th century, so people could avoid saying which word? Cock. That's so unfair. Cock meant a bird long before it had any other connotation. Cock was an Old English word, probably imitating the sound of a cock crow. Also in Old English, cock was a nickname for a person who strutted around like a cock, I suppose confident looking. And from there, it became a more general term for a guy, a chap, a bloke, and thence the penis. In the 19th century, cockshy Americans substituted the word in haystack instead of haycock, roach instead of cockroach, even rooster roach, weather roosters instead of weathercocks, and the rooster of a gun instead of cock. Although people do still say cocking a gun, not roostering a gun. Fill in the blank. In the 16th century, a kestrel was known as a wind... I'll repeat. A kestrel was known as a wind... wind fucker. Or sometimes, a fuckwind. But not because the kestrels fuck the wind, sorry. It might have been from an old Icelandic word, fjúka, meaning drifted on the wind or blown away. Or there was an old sense of fuck that meant to beat, maybe referring to the kestrel beating the wind with its wings. It's not the flappiest of birds, so it could have just been the kestrel beating the wind, like besting the wind. There's a name recorded in 1290, Simon Fuckbutter, who was likely someone who churned butter, you know, beat the butter. Although, who can say what he got up to in his own dairy? Herons are such graceful-looking birds, but their habit of defecating when taking off in flight earned them another name. Fill in the blank. Poke. I'll repeat. Poke. Shite poke. And also shite row. Geography round now. Fun photo op in Scotland, where there are not one, but two towns named... Twat! This place name is from the Old Norse word tvit, meaning small parcel of land. The same word turns up as thwait in a lot of place names, but only a couple of twats. Fill in the blank. In 1998, I went on holiday to a town in Devon named... Stone. I'll repeat. Stone. Crapstone. It was nice. Lovely holiday. Apparently the town was named after a local family. In 2012, this town in Dorset was voted Britain's worst place name. The town sign kept being stolen, so has now been replaced by a 1.5-ton block of stone with the town name carved into it. Fill in the blank. That town is called... Tutun. I'll repeat. Tutun. Shitterton. It's a very old place name, Shitterton. More than 1,000 years old. A name for the river that flows through the town, which people used to shit in. In the Victorian era, they tried to rename it Sitterton. But you can't deny Shitterton its linguistic heritage. In the Bavarian Alps, you can go up the 1,780-metre-tall mountain named... Wank. Wank Mountain. You can go up it in the Wanklift, or Wankbahn. Well, actually in German it's pronounced Wank. Wank Mountain. Wankbahn. It's from an old word for slope. Sorry to ruin the fun. Although Wank Mountain scores 4.5 stars on TripAdvisor, so it probably is still fun. Your final question. Before its current scatological meaning, this word has meant so many things. Chaff, residue, weeds growing in the grain fields, dregs of beer, buckwheat, a slang term for money. But now it is... what? Crap! Crap is from the medieval Latin word crapper, meaning chaff. It is not from the name of Thomas Crapper, the Victorian sanitation engineer who popularised indoor toilets for the home. In 1846, the year that the word crap as defecation was first recorded in writing, Thomas Crapper was only 10 years old, so would have had to have been a real prodigy of plumbing to get that eponym. And that's the quiz! Score yourself out of 18. Tell you what, have 1,000 points for free. It's been a tough year, treat yourself. Now, score yourself out of 1,018. What did you get? Well done. Fucking brilliant. Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is... drabble. Verb, archaic. Make wet and dirty in muddy water. Origin, Middle English from Low German, drabbelen, paddle in water or mire. Try using drabble in an email today. Let me know what you scored in the quiz. Find me at Allusionist Show on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. And regarding the Facebook page, it was hacked the other day and for a brief while became a Vietnamese fashion store, so terribly sorry if you got some spammy posts in your feed. The page is back in my possession now, and if you did order some fashions, apologies, because I'm not going to be dispatching them. This episode was produced by me, Helen Zaltzman, with editorial help from Hrishikesh Hirway of Song Exploder and Home Cooking Podcasts, and the Song Exploder Netflix show. The music is by Martin Austwick of palebirdmusic.com. Hang out at patreon.com/allusionist, and to hear or read every episode, or find out more information about the topics therein, browse a lexicon of every word ever covered in The Allusionist, and see the full dictionary entry for the randomly selected word, visit the show's forever home, theallusionist.org.